So let's talk a little bit about your cases, beginning with your 64-year-old patient.
So this is a 64-year-old who had rapidly progressive, newly diagnosed BRAF positive, V600E, BRAF mutation, metastatic melanoma. Probably don't have to go through the primary presentation, but he, about January of 2018, he had had a prior melanoma years ago. He was doing very well, but around May of this year, he started developing nonspecific abdominal pain, increasing abdominal girth, and early satiety. And his symptoms increased. He went to see his primary care physician, was started on antibiotics. They thought he had diverticulitis. His symptoms persisted, and then he came to us. They did the scans before he came to us, and he had this huge mass in the abdomen. It was in the middle of the abdomen. It was standing down into the pelvis. It was at least 20 centimeters by the time I saw him, but it had been growing very rapidly over a period of around 4 weeks. He had a laparoscopy. They did a biopsy. It turned out to be, as I said, melanoma. It was BRAF V600E mutation positive. And when I saw him in the clinic, he was really in bad shape. He had bilateral peripheral edema. He had ascites. He was symptomatic. And we had to make a decision at that point after we fully staged him whether to give him a BRAF MEK inhibitor or Ipi/Nivo.
I was just flashing on the fact that this is the one case that I can see you're going to use BRAF therapy. This is the classic Dr. Schnoll BRAF case, I guess. Does it have to be this bad, incidentally?
It does, actually. So anything short of somebody this sick, I would use ipilimumab, nivolumab first. But in this gentleman, his disease was growing really as I was talking to him. And he was very symptomatic. We had a very long discussion internally whether to give him ipilimumab, nivolumab first or BRAF MEK inhibitor first. And I can't say all of my colleagues that I work with agreed. They're very much believers in that you can see very rapid responses to ipilimumab, nivolumab. And if this person had had a wild-type tumor, no question we would have given him ipilimumab, nivolumab. And we've seen benefit in those patients.